Gary Persley is looking to hand the Skagway News over to a new owner. And the Skagway School Board supports a ballot initiative that would establish an education bill of rights in Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The owner of the Skagway News is giving the bi-weekly newspaper away, but with plenty of strings attached. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, the heir has to prove they can keep the paper going strong.
Larry Persley bought the 41-year-old paper earlier this year. He's been managing the business from Anchorage, where he's a university professor teaching journalism. He says running the Skagway News is nothing like big city reporting.
It's a much harder assignment. You've got to be a mix of reporter and also counselor and compassionate and understanding and supportive of the community. It's not the same as being an anonymous reporter for the Seattle Times.
The editor he'd hired is leaving, so he says he's ready to pass on the whole newspaper to someone local or willing to relocate. The paper's circulation is around 500, but that's not bad considering the community's year-round population hovers around 1,000. The paper's founder, Jeff Brady, says even with social media and a robust rumor mill, small towns like Skagway need their paper of record.
Stories go around and around different ways in a community, but really not until they land in the paper is there any, validity to them. I mean, people will always be drawn to, what really happened? Let's go look in the paper.
And that's one reason Persley says he needs to find someone to carry on that tradition. He's 68, and he got his start in journalism in the 1960s.
I'm hoping to find a replica of myself for 2019, 2020 to take over a small newspaper in a very small town. Yeah, the odds aren't good, but I believe in it.
The owner-editor will also need to be a publisher with a knack for business. The paper's debt-free, but making money isn't easy. The Skagway News owes its existence to the visitor's guide it publishes for the million or so tourists who walk off cruise ships each season. Skagway Chamber of Commerce's Blaine Merrow says the paper's old-fashioned advertising is crucial for local businesses.
I can't imagine not having an ad in the paper. And everybody has the opportunity to advertise in the paper, what their business is about, if they're having a sale.
So what does Persley want in a successor? He expects to get calls from all over, but says his preference is someone who already knows the lay of the land.
Someone who knows what a ferry system is and why it's a mess. Someone who understands in the history of state funding for schools and why it's so important and why communities are nervous. And someone who understands a seine from a gillnet, from a hand troller, from a power troller.
But the clock is ticking. The visitor's guide goes to the printers in the spring, which means Persley needs a new editor in place for the new year. If you're interested, he says to make sure you check your spelling. He's already fielded an inquiry from someone who spelled the name of their own town wrong. The job's still open. I'm Claire Strempel.
The Skagway School Board voted to support a new ballot initiative that would create an education bill of rights to guide the state's education policy. Alaska's constitution requires a system of public schools open to all children who live in the state. It does not say how those schools should operate or what makes a quality education. School Board President John Hischer thinks it should.
So I think that that's going to help absolutely when it comes to the legislative session that we've really define what quality education is and all that it entails, starting from birth to college education and just the importance of it when they talk about funding.
Alaskans for Excellent Public Education is the main group backing the Education Bill of Rights. It would define the duties of the Department of Education and Early Development and the University of Alaska. According to the four-page document, the state must ensure that students have access to voluntary pre-elementary programs, safe public schools, and an affordable quality education, among other things. The state has certified the initiative, allowing supporters to begin gathering signatures to put the idea in front of voters next year. However, a review of the initiative by State Attorney General Kevin Clarkson cautioned that the document is aspirational without concrete requirements and may be inconsistent with state law. The Skagway School Board plans to write a letter in support of the initiative and send it to legislators in Juneau. A new reality TV show featuring police departments in four Alaska communities premieres on January 1st.
Drop down on your knees, now!
Alaska has the most extreme climate, the harshest terrain, and more violent crimes per capita.
The show is called Alaska PD and is airing on the A&E Network. Film crews rode along with police officers responding to calls in Fairbanks, Kodiak, Kotzebue, and Petersburg earlier this year. Petersburg Police Chief Jim Kerr thinks overall the filming was a positive experience.
Like everyone, you have to start feeling comfortable being around cameras and knowing that you're being recorded and watched. I mean, in law enforcement, you're watched all the time and judged every day. And so this just added another layer on top of that, knowing that it's going to be seen throughout the country.
Police departments in several of the communities viewed the show as a tool for recruiting new officers in a time of short staffing. Kerr is hopeful the camera crew was able to film the positive aspects of the town.
I think we actually had an overall probably drop in calls. No one wanted to be on the show. At least that was the word that we were getting. But I mean, that time of year, coming here, the end of February, early part of March, and they were here for about 6 weeks. That time of year here is really the dead time of year.
Kerr said he recommended filming during the busier summer season. Police officers did have some action for the crew to film. Officer Lewis Wachter says the film crew was easy to work with and even stopped filming when asked.
We had a few arrests while they were here and a few good cases while they were here. I think what's going to kind of be interesting to see is, you know, the caliber of people that were arrested here versus other places. I know they were telling me about a guy in Fairbanks that got into a fight with the police, and that night I had to arrest somebody, and all I had to do was ask him to get in the back of the police car. So I think it's definitely going to show, you know, the quality of people we have here in Petersburg. Even our criminals are pretty nice people by comparison.
Local officers say they'll take part if there's more filming in the future. Alaska PD will air Thursdays. The network plans a two-night series premiere January 1st at 9 p.m. and January 2nd at 8 p.m. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. Our reports tonight came from Claire Strempel in Haines and Joe Vicknicki in Petersburg. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.